other cell?
Not as I know of. You just makes that nearing sound like an old mutant.
How would you call cows to get them in out of the pasture?
Well, you just call them Sioux cow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go on like you're doing it.
Sue! Sue! They'll come running too. They know you had the feed out.
What about calling calves?
Well, come on. I guess you call them the same way. Mama used to call her little calf. She'd have so many little nicknames for them. Nene. Nene! 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 That's what I think she called little Kay. And then he soon found out what she meant. But she could really call an old hog, she just hooey it in. Hoo! Hooey! Hooey! And they'd come running. We had an old Spotty when it come and run. He'd run plimp through the house. When he called him to eat.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
She'd pat her on the back and tell her, what did she say to the cow? She'd pat her on the hip and saw.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. To saw.
How about to move her leg back? What would she say?
Back up. Back up. She'd back up.
How would you, what would you say to a mule or horse to make them go left and right?
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere my grandpa used to pull in line. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Which one is that?
And it make him go right to the right side. He had a call from him, and the other side he had a call from him.
What about to get him started? What would you say to him?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Woo.
And to back him up?
Back up. They back up.
How would you call them to get them out of the pasture?
The mule and horses?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you call them mule and horses.
What about sheep?
I don't remember. We wasn't around sheep much and goats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which how you call that sheep?
What would you,
I guess you would just go and get the old head man round him up. If you have a dog, sheep dog, that's the little man our homies have. He had a dog patrol these.
Uh-huh.
And that dog would run and get on the side of that head one.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever they go, they all follow. Mm-hmm. They always follow. Wherever you go, they always come out.
How'd you call chicken?
Oh, you call chicken, chicky, chick, chick. Chicky, 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 chicky. And they'd come. They would come. But the little bitties, you'd have to get out, like that.
And they
would get in a little huddle and they'd go on and follow their mama. Hey, which way she go, they going. Yeah, they going right along. I used to like the food with little chicken.
The inside part of the cherry, the part you don't eat is a
stone.
What about with the peach?
That's a stone too.
What do you call the part inside there? You know, that smooth little thing?
That little
kernel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the kind of peach where the flesh is real tight against the stone.
That's a cling stone.
What about the other kind?
Free stone.
And the part of the apple you don't eat?
Cool.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Dried apples.
What different kinds of nuts? Do you ever hear them called schnitz? Dried apple?
Mm-hmm. Never had.
What different kinds of nuts you get around here?
Well, we get pecans, hickory nuts. That's about all around here. Hickory nuts and pecans.
You mentioned peanuts before.
Oh yeah, peanuts. That's right.
Any other name
for them? Gooblers.
Okay, is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about a kind of nut that's got two coverings on it? One's green when it first.
Cashew nuts?
Well, now it grows around here. It would be, is it black or English?
English walnut.
Uh-huh. What mm-hmm. do you call those?
No, they don't grow here either. I planted a black walnut seed. My husband got it up way above Monroe. And I planned to see could I get it to grow. Would it come up? It hasn't come up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
what do you call that green part? You know, have you ever seen one just off the tree?
Oh, that hub.
Uh-huh.
That's a hub.
What about the hard part you have to crack?
That's the nut.
And the kind of nut that's shaped like your eye. You
can
use them in cooking sometimes.
That's shaped like your eye.
Sometimes you buy them already blanched in there.
Mm-hmm. Is that a, that's a, what do we call them? Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't call it that. It, not hazelnut.
What nuts would you buy around Christmas?
Buy English walnuts.
Uh-huh.
And this nut you're talking about, kind of, the inside of it kind of tastes like peach seed to me, peach kernel.
Well, there's one that it's got a thin, orange shell to it.
Mm-hmm, kind of like a